insane?
That's the beginning. Welcome to Respectfully. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy.
You know, I wanted to do some sort of cool, fun impression, but this fucking feminist killjoy over there.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I could talk in my Canadian accent.
Yeah, you have been.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Respectfully. I'm Andrea Allen.
I think this thing happens where you, like, talk about being Canadian, and then your accent comes back, and then for, like, the next 6 months, it disappears and you don't mention it, and then it comes back again.
Just a bunch of hosers coming down to the bar.
It's like every 6 months we're all like, oh yeah, Andrea's Canadian.
I know. You know, I went when my boyfriend went to meet my mom in Canada. We were in like Vancouver, which is a very, very like American seeming. Mm-hmm. You would not, I mean, we're all goofy in the way that we are, but you wouldn't be like, whoa,
yeah,
these fucking Canucks. But then we got into the smaller little boonie towns.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're all just so like, you're like little Smurfs bopping around. Just like, how you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, it feels to American people like nobody in Canada has a job. Like, it feels like everybody's just like doing little stuff. Like, you're just like doing your little things and going to the doctor.
We do a lot of crafts.
Yeah.
We're like artisanal people.
And we're like coal miners. Yeah. I'm a full-time stand-up comedian and podcaster, but we're all like, I'm a coal miner.
Yeah, no one's a coal miner in America anymore.
I mean, that's because we ran out of coal.
Yeah. And y'all died from opioids.
And black lung.
Yeah.
From the coal.
Yeah. I mean, my Canuck relatives are also all like laborers and hunters. And
no, like, I know that you are, but I'm saying the way we feel is that you're all just like, doo-doo-doo, everything's fine.
It's kind of are what we're doing.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it's crazy down there.
Yeah.
We love being like, they're just crazy.
Yeah.
That's our favorite thing.
No, we know. And we love calling you guys dorks and virgins. You guys are total dork virgins. It's crazy.
We are dork virgins. And you know what? That's beautiful. I left Canada as a dork virgin, and now I'm a sad whore.
Welcome to New York.
Yeah. Yeah. It really happened in a big way.
The land of the sad whore. We run this fucking town.
We do. Our friend last night, a comedian, what did he say about us? There's like sad white women around. And then he looked at both of us and we were both wearing like all black. And he was like, they have Nightmare on Elm Street socks.
No, he said Nightmare Before Christmas. He was like, you Nightmare Before Christmas socks ass bitch.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. The transition has happened. I'm fully here.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm sad. I'm not a virgin.
What are you going to do about it?
You know who's...
Should we re-virginize ourselves?
That's what I'm saying.
Should we become reborn as virgins in the eyes of God?
Let's just, like I said, every week, let's become trad wives.
Yeah.
We're so close.
We're so close.
It does seem fun.
It does seem fun. Yeah. You made a pie.
Yeah, I did make a pie.
We could be that guy.
Yeah.
We could turn into that guy.
I could do it. I don't think you have it in you. No offense.
It's okay. I don't.
Yeah.
I literally am like, I don't know how to cook because I never want to have to for a man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's a level of feminism that's mental illness.
Yeah. I'm like, you could just...
But I'm like, if I don't know how, they'll never be able to make me.
Meanwhile, there's like a class war and we're like in some sort of camp having to survive. And you're like, I won't cook for anybody. I'm like, Lizzie, I need you to... The rations, though.
I'm like dying. I'm like, don't let the men eat my body. They've never deserved it. I've given enough of my body to them.
I'll eat your body, baby.
Feed it to the women.
I will feed it to the women.
Thank you.
Speaking of feeding, Lizzie...
We got to talk about this lady.
As per usual, introduced me to an insane TikTok phenomena.
Yeah, you may have heard about this. This is the 48 Oyster Lady. Which is already amazing.
It's insane.
You don't need any context, but I'll give it to you.
Yes.
So this is what happened. 48 Oyster Lady was asked out on a date by a guy she wasn't really interested in.
Yep.
Apparently he had been DMing her a lot, quote, talking to himself.
Which like, is such a funny
which
thing.
Which is such a thing that they do.
Yeah.
Like, I love when they talk to themselves in your DMs.
Yeah.
So he's doing that. And then he offers to take her out for drinks. And she's like, you know what? I got nothing going on. I'll go meet this guy. I'm pretty sure she picks the place.
Yeah.
They go to this place that serves food and drinks. And she sits down and orders four rounds of 12 oysters. And because it's a TikTok, she's filming it the whole time.
That's so.
Not talking to him, slurping and munching on oysters.
48 oysters.
Like spraying lemon juice in his eyes.
Yes.
Ordering multiple lemon drop martinis. He's sitting there having one drink, not participating in the video. And then after she eats the 48 oysters.
She's also talking during the filming.
About the oysters.
Yes.
And then after she eats the 48 oysters, she looks at the menu and goes, "Now what am I going to eat?" Which is amazing.
Legend.
And then she orders a crab cake entree.
Yes. Potatoes on the side.
With potatoes on the side. Yeah. Finishes that, has a few more drinks, and then he goes to the bathroom and walks out on the bill.
Also iconic.
Also iconic.
Yeah.
And then she texts him and says, "Walking out on the bill is crazy."
Yeah.
I can pull directly from the text messages.
Get the receipts, as they say.
She says, "Running out on the tab is crazy," 3 Y's.
Uh-huh.
And he says, "I offered to take you out for drinks and you ordered all that food."
She ordered 48 oysters.
All that food, by the way, would make me kill myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how, like,
true.
Even if I ordered a regular amount of food, if a man was like, "You ordered all that food."
No, it's crazy.
You know how I told you the other day that I saw a photo of myself that was so bad I had broth for dinner?
Yes.
That would be a broth for dinner situation.
Yeah, dude.
If a man was like, "You ordered all that food," I'd be like, "God, I'm
You'd be
a
like,
pig.
All right, keto. Fine, it's keto. Yeah. Fine, fine."
And then he said, "I can cash app you the total for the drinks." So now the internet is debating whether or not he should have paid the tab. Oh, also, side note, she tipped $11.
Wait, what was the total?
I don't know, but definitely
48
not.
48 oysters.
It definitely is not enough. She had 48 oysters. There's no way 11 is enough.
I know. The thing, okay, I have so many thoughts on this, but like starting off, it's this lady is clearly a hot girl.
Yeah. Can I give you my take on this?
Yeah,
so
sure.
We can just like go from there.
Yeah.
Because the internet is debating, like I said, whether or not he should pay the bill.
Yeah.
I think she's in the wrong.
Yes.
And I love her.
Of course.
So that's my opinion on this.
I'm 100%.
I think she's in the wrong, and I think she's, I think more of us should be.
she's like, I had this friend. I have a friend on the spectrum who loves rules.
Yeah.
And he always gets in like feuds with people on the internet.
Sure.
And he does this thing where he's like, quote unquote, technically right, but he's just the vibe and the like the insistence on his rightness that he is doing makes him lose automatically.
Right.
Like he got in a fight with this like these people who are like admittedly bad people on the internet. He got in a fight with this hot bitch who is like a kind of a nightmare, but she's so fun.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Why do you like her?" I'm like, "Cause she's fun."
Yeah.
"You're a fucking dork." Yes, I guess on the morality high ground, you're kind of right, but not even
but
really.
Who cares?
I don't care. If a person's toxic and fun, I'll always be more interested.
Women
in
are
you.
Allowed to be toxic and fun on the internet.
Yes.
Because we don't kill people.
100%.
Men are not allowed to be toxic on the internet because you guys fucking kill people.
Yes.
And that sucks and you should stop.
Hey, that's our take over here,
and that's
respectfully.
Our take. Knock it off.
If you stop killing people,
we'll stop ordering 48 oysters.
But until the balance is struck.
Sorry.
It's amazing. It's also
pay
like
for the oysters.
I love, because I know this guy is a guy who's responding to himself in the DMs.
Yes.
He just wants to date this chick because she's like a hot chick. He wants her as a status symbol. This guy fucking stinks too. It's not like this guy's like an earnest, cool, I just wanted to like make her happy. No, you want to fuck a hot chick and then probably treat her like shit later.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not like this innocent man, but
was bamboozled.
Yeah, he wasn't bamboozled. You got into a pool you didn't belong in.
Honestly, don't ask hot girls out if you don't have hot girl money.
Thank you.
That's it. You might get lucky and date a hot girl who doesn't give a fuck that you're broke, but
no.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
You have to have 48 oysters, ain't shit bank account. And you have to fly your places. Hot girls must be protected.
Hot girls get flown.
Yes. You can't fucking, don't Spirit Air a fucking nine.
Do you know how hard it is to be that hot?
It's I can't
it
even.
It takes up all of your time and money.
As someone who tries very hard to be hot, let me say, and spend.
But we're talking about like.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
The echelon of hot that is a full-time job.
Yeah. Like I sent you a picture of Miley Cyrus recently and I was like, can you imagine being that hot?
Literally,
like,
no.
It's no, it's millions of dollars.
That's like you're asking me if I could imagine being an alien.
Yes.
I can't.
I literally just DM you pictures of hot chicks being like, oh my God.
I know, and while I'm cutting myself in a bathtub.
You have to work out for 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
You have to.
You have to buy your hair and skin and nails and eyelashes.
Yes. You have to have other bitches' shit grafted on you.
Yeah.
You have to be. Hot girls are basically just other girls duct taped together.
It's like a collage of girls.
Yes.
And if you want that, fucking get a good job.
You have to pay for each girl's oysters. That lady's 48 girls. You pay for all 48 of their oysters.
Yeah.
There are 48 girls in the making of how hot that lady is.
Ronnie, you're famously a lesbian.
Yes.
Sure am.
What if you asked a girl out and she ordered 48 oysters?
Oh, man. I mean, that's a complicated question because I'm very grossed out by oysters.
Agree.
That's also a big part of this.
Thank you for bringing that to the table.
So I would be alarmed to begin with.
Yeah.
But no, I would not split the bill. But I would be like, good for you.
Yeah, yeah, I like that take.
Yeah.
I also think oysters are disgusting.
Oysters are disgusting.
Which makes me like this girl more.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she was like, I'm going to be a gross pig and you're going to spend $100.
And you're going to watch it. And also, after oyster number 10, he's like, I'm not fucking this. You don't have sex after 48 oysters.
I know. It's crazy that people say oysters are an aphrodisiac. Because it's like every time I've seen a man eat an oyster, I'm just like, the ocean is hawking a loogie in your mouth.
It's disgusting.
And now I'm supposed to kiss you?
Yeah.
Are you fucking insane?
Dude, the entree after the 48 oysters is where it's like,
you know what I do?
A legend.
You know what I do that's very toxic?
What?
What?
Be mean to your boyfriend all the time?
Sometimes when my boyfriend and I are at a restaurant, he'll be like, I think I'm going to get the blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, don't get that because I don't want to smell your breath after you eat that.
You know why you like 48 oysters, girl? Because you got a little bit of 48 oyster in you.
I got a little bit of 48 oyster in me.
And that's why I like you.
Yeah, but he ordered a burger once that was like covered in blue cheese.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day or the next time we went to that restaurant was like, I think I'm going to get that again. And I was like, yeah, but your mouth tastes like fucking blue cheese.
Sure.
And I don't want to deal with that. So can you just get a regular cheeseburger? Is that so much to fucking ask?
I'm imagining you reaching like wealth and status enough to really come into your 48 oysters.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, it is something that should be feared. It's crazy. If I have enough money to become like an insanely hot chick, I'm going to be everyone's problem.
No, I know. You're going to be a nightmare. You're going to be a nightmare. This podcast can't succeed, so you can't.
No, but I think I'll be a nightmare, but I think it'll only benefit those around me.
Sure. Well, that's the thing. I historically love having a 48 oysters friends because I can hide behind them when I want them to do something mean to someone I don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always like having
also
a 48
oysters. Also, to order 48 oysters and then confront him about not paying is like amazing. There are so many women walking around apologizing for everything they do. And this woman is like, I've never been wrong. You owe me money.
I'm ordering the Pacific Ocean and I'm eating it in front of you and then being like, what? Yeah, I mean, that is also why
I thought you wanted to take me out. Whoo, that's awesome. That's so cool.
That's also why I love there's a voyeurism. Like, I mean, this is, I'm not a guy who throws dishes, who yells, but I love that people do it. When women pop off, I'm like watching from the sidelines, just, you know,
I love when women pop off.
Yeah.
I love watching a woman reach the point where she's like, I'm not going to be fucking nice anymore.
Yes.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
And we should aspire towards that.
Yeah.
We have. Been...
I'm going to go full 48 oysters one day. Just you fucking wait.
I respect that.
I'm going to get a BBL and I'm going to be insufferable.
You need to get a BBL that's like crazy, though.
No, I'm going to get like an insanely cartoonish BBL and I'm going to be like, mean to Drake.
Yes. Like, what did you fucking say to me?
I'm gonna like call Drake a dork.
Yes. And we all love that. Yeah. We all love that. I mean, the guy also, again, like, just offering to pay for the drink. I say don't offer to pay for it at all. If you're going to do it, don't offer to pay for the drinks. Don't fold. Yeah. Make her pay for the 48 oysters.
I don't know. I think that I'll cash app you for the drinks is also kind of like bad bitchy.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's like, I offered to take you out for drinks. Like I said, the quote, you ordered all that food is like, okay, slay. That's yeah. bitchy. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, good. Yeah. I like that. And he's like, I know what I was prepared for.
Yeah.
You did not come to play that game. So I'll cash app you for the drinks.
I want to see what 48 oysters guy looks like, because that I'm curious.
We've never seen
him. We've never seen what he looks like.
We haven't seen him. Yeah.
Damn it.
I know. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
But
I mean, have you ever, because what she's talking about is just going on a date, like for a meal. You're bored and for a meal. Have you done that?
A million times.
Really?
Yeah.
I never do that.
I've done it a million times. I mean, there's always a part of me that's like, maybe I'll like him.
Yeah.
Even though I know I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, whatever. I have nothing else going on and it's free. It's free.
But don't they annoy you?
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
But it's kind of fun.
That.
Because then you can be like, you're annoying. Because like, if you don't care what they think about you,
yeah,
there's nothing more freeing than being on a first date when you decide you're never going to see the person again.
Yeah.
And then you can be whoever you want.
Yeah, I leave.
Sometimes I'll lie. I'll just be like, this is something about me that's not true because I'm never going to see you again, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're having like your own little sick party over
I'm having
there.
My own little sick 48 oyster party.
ladies out there, have a sick 48 oyster party.
Men have done enough to us.
Yeah.
We're allowed to give them false hope for an evening.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
No, it's totally fair.
Don't do it to other women because they've been through enough.
Yes.
But do it to men.
I agree. No woman on woman 48 oyster crime. But
yeah.
if you're in a cis het situation,
48 oyster it up.
Do it. Do it.
You guys are making me miss dating men.
No.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No. No, bad.
We just keep accidentally being conservative. We're like, no, that's not what we.
Yeah, we're like, be straight. Yeah. And the man pays.
Yeah. And be mean and vindictive and use your looks.
Also, I'll say this. Mm. I am kind of a 48 oyster lady. But I'm also the kind of lady who, if I want to go to a restaurant, I pay.
Yeah. No,
if I'm like, I want to go to this nice place and it's my idea, even if my boyfriend makes more money than me, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
So like, I'm allowed to tell you not to order the blue cheeseburger because it's my date.
Can I say what you said before we went to a show recently?
Maybe.
Yeah. So we did a double date. We brought our girlfriends.
Oh my God. This
to
was
a show.
Crazy.
You're,
this is crazy.
You are a nut.
This is crazy.
You're like, I'm actually really reasonable. You're not.
Should I just admit to it?
You admit to it. You tell the people what you did.
Okay. So my boyfriend was meeting me at my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And then we were going to meet Andrea and her fiance.
Uh-huh.
And he was running late.
From his job,
from
by
his
the way.
Job.
Yeah.
So, he was running, but he was running later than he told me he'd be there.
Uh-huh.
So it was like 15 minutes after he told me he was going to be there.
Uh-huh.
So I texted him and said, quote, I can't imagine what's taking you so long. And then 2 minutes later, he walked into my... Hold on, worse. It gets worse. And then 2 minutes later, he walked into my apartment and I wasn't dressed yet.
A star is born. A star
is born. I'm so lucky
born.
He loves me. It's crazy.
But you know he loves you and that's... And
that's why I can act like this.
And he loves this 48 oysters. But that's the thing also... There are men who love 48 oysters bullshit. They
yeah.
act like they don't love it, but they love
they
it.
They love it.
My brother loves to date like big tittied blonde bitches
yeah.
who cause a situation.
Yeah, I bet your brother likes a mean nurse.
Oh my God.
You know, like that archetype of woman. She
yes.
doesn't necessarily have to be a nurse.
Yes.
But the energy of mean nurse.
It's 100.
So many men love mean nurse.
They love mean nurse. I love being around people that like when someone walks in with a 48 oysters as their partner, I'm like.
Also, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
And this might be controversial.
Yeah.
But I think this is the thing that everyone's thinking and nobody's saying.
Yes.
You can be a 48 oysters lady.
Yeah.
In fact, I hope you are.
Yeah.
You better fucking throw down in the bedroom.
I mean, of course. That goes without saying.
You better suck the skin off a dick.
Yeah. Clean off.
Yeah.
You're just going to be a Ken doll with
because
no dick afterwards.
Because that's how you get to be a 48 oyster
yes.
lady.
Yeah.
You have fucking, you give great head.
Yeah.
You fucking do all the shit. You do all the shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you go out to dinner and you decide what they're going to eat.
Are you on this podcast telling everyone you give great head? Is that what you're saying right now?
I've gotten good reviews.
Thank you. I mean, why am I thanking you? I don't
you
know.
You should.
Yeah. Thank you.
More people should.
Thank you for giving all these yeah. men who don't deserve it.
I know.
Head.
That's the problem. They don't deserve it.
I'm not. I have streaks of 48 oyster, but I'm not though.
Yeah. You're like 48 oystering yourself.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're like, I deserve better from the world, so I'm going to make it happen.
Uh-huh.
But then when you're in a relationship, you don't put it on them.
No,
to
I don't.
Give it to you.
No, I don't. I bow down like a dog.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, where are my fucking oysters?
Get your oysters, ladies.
But this is also a recent development for me because my boyfriend loves me.
Yeah.
Like, I've dated guys who didn't love me, and I'm just like, please love me. I'll take a fucking scrap of dog food if you'll love me.
Yeah.
You know? And I hate being that girl. But if you do treat me the way that I'm supposed to be treated, I will take advantage of it.
You're like Batman. You're like,
yeah,
just a villain wrapped in a hero. We
yeah.
don't know what you are.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, to be clear, my fiance is very nice to me. But yeah, I it's surprising to some people, I think, how like quieter and how more conflict averse I am within romantic
yeah.
relationships.
Meanwhile, I'll throw my phone at you if you look at me wrong.
But I'm scared of that. I don't like that stuff.
I also blocked that girl on his phone. My boyfriend showed me his phone, and he showed me this girl that followed him on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I looked at her TikTok page, and she's his type and not famous.
Uh-huh.
Like, she only has like a couple hundred followers.
Uh-huh.
And she DM'd him
nope.
like waving hand emojis.
Nope.
And he showed me because he was like, it's funny.
Nope.
That this girl is hitting on me.
Ha, ha, ha,
and I took his phone and I blocked her in front of him. Not like while he was sleeping. I took his phone out of his hand and I held my hand over the button and I was like, I'm going to do this. And he was like, okay. And then I blocked
but
this
lady. He likes that behavior. That's what I'm saying. They like this.
I know.
Men love the allure of the chaos of a 48 oysters is what keeps them interested, which will bring us to our next segment, another horrible thing that we found on the internet. I had found this, you know, you didn't, you know, reveal this to me.
Yeah.
But we were discussing this. There is a tweet that went viral.
Should we take a break and then
yes,
come back?
Actually, yes. Let's take a break and then we'll go to the opposite end of the internet where...
Yeah, we'll talk about the male version.
The male oysters.
The male oysters.
Which is killing women. And we'll be back. All right, 48 oyster having bitches. We're back. We're swoo.
You like that?
We're slurping into our next segment, which is another horrible thing from the internet. This tweet went viral on X. It's humiliating
it's
to say
Twitter.
That. Twitter.
They do need to think of a name that's more like conversation friendly.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say you tweeted something now? You yeah. X'd it?
Yeah, it's
that
humiliating.
Sucks. That's so dorky and lame.
It is. I mean, the
God,
whole...
dorks have so much money and they're ruining everything
yeah.
by being fucking dorks about it. Be cooler.
Yeah. But...
If you're a billionaire, at least be fucking cool.
Yeah, please be crazy.
God, you stupid scumbags.
At least be an oyster crazy billionaire.
Yeah.
Although we don't like it when they go crazy either. We just hate them because there's nothing to like about.
I know, but couldn't you at least... Sometimes they do something cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I hate you, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor Swift taking a bunch of private jets is awful and killing the planet, but I also get why the most famous person alive can't be on a plane with regular people.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
But naming something a bad name is just like, so many people work for you. What are you doing?
He's insane, though.
Ugh, unless
I
hate
that fucking mind.
Anyway.
Then these people out of their mind. So the original X... It says that that phase where you slowly start hating your girlfriend is crazy.
God.
It's the scariest thing.
It's the scariest thing.
And it's got so many fucking, you know, 15.8 million views, so many comments, so many everything. This thing blew the fuck up.
And the comments were all like men giving examples.
Yes.
Of the phase where you start hating your girlfriend. Like, I saw one that was like, when she talks about her dreams and you realize they're your nightmares. What the hell?
One of them is when you keep messing up on purpose that she can break up with you and she keeps forgiving you.
I hate you. Oh. I hate you. I hope you fucking die in a slow and fucked up way.
It's it. And there was another one where it was like you think you're having just a nice day and then you realize she's giving you the silent treatment.
Yeah, yeah. One was like when you're enjoying your day and then she texts you.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
You would be ghosting her and she would still be texting you. I just want to make sure you're okay. You can talk to me. What the fuck?
Oh, that's a problem now?
You piece of garbage.
The most fucked up thing is I've been in this relationship.
Me too. Every woman
like,
has.
Where they just start being mean to you. Like, one day they love you and the next day they're just mean to you for no reason. And this is what it comes down to. You guys are fucking pussy cowards.
Yes.
Who can't break up with a lady.
Yes.
And that's supposed to be like cool and masculine and something that I'm afraid of.
Yes.
Fuck you. You're like a virgin dork loser if you don't have the balls to be like, hey, this isn't working for me, I think we should break up.
Well, you know what they they like that they're causing this, like, what's very obvious about this is that they like that they're causing this person pain.
Yes.
They're like amused by the fact that like they're this god who's like, you know, hanging a relationship in front of this woman's face and making them confused all the time. They're like getting a power trip out of being like, she's upset and I like it and I'm going to see how long she'll take it for.
Yeah. But the other side of this is men being like,
still missing men, Ronnie?
Yeah. No. How are you feeling now, Ronnie?
Yeah.
But I am like, women do this too.
Yeah. But I do think it's like a male sport.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there are women who play boys' sports, but it's a male sport.
Yeah, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
There are women who are good at baseball, but the MLB is male.
And they're lesbians.
But there's also a version of this man who thinks that he's like a martyr and a victim.
Because
like,
this
he's
woman's
like,
annoying.
I just don't want to, like, I've literally, men have said to me that they don't want to break up with women because they think it'll ruin her life.
Dude.
And, like, she can't handle them breaking up with her. So instead, they're just mean to her so that she does it on her own. And they're like, it was really hard for me to go through that period where I had to talk to her every day, even though I didn't want to. Fuck you. You're a fucking coward.
Spineless coward.
I hate you.
There's also...
Also, she'll be fine and deserves better.
Well, and this is another version of this thing, which isn't as evil as this, like, clear, I know that I'm hurting her feelings, is when there's men or people who like to do girlfriendy things or couple-y things with a person because they like cosplaying couple stuff.
Yes.
And then they're bored of it, so they're just mean to the person.
Yeah.
And then they'll pick it up and be...
You.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like... The kissing on the forehead.
Well, yeah. God, I wish we had... We'll talk about this when we have a mom, but I have a friend who accidentally, non-maliciously does this.
Yes.
And he was like, I keep accidentally hurting these women and I don't know why it's happening. And I literally said, are you kissing them on the forehead?
Yeah.
And he said, yes. And I was like, that's why it's happening.
Yeah.
Because you're doing boyfriend stuff.
I'm doing boyfriend play.
And he's being honest. He's saying, like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I want something casual. But then when your body language is relationship, every fucking woman is going to be like, maybe I'm different. Maybe I'm, unless she's genuinely looking for something casual.
Yeah.
But, like, most women are going to be like, maybe I'm the girl that can make him want to settle down. And it's like, if a guy doesn't want that, it's not going to happen.
Yes. Well, there's something also inherently condescending about being like, you treasure this boyfriend and I'm such a nice, they're such like hard-ons for being a nice guy amongst men and making women feel good. The repercussions of maybe I'm not actually genuinely interested in this woman in a serious way doesn't even. They just love that. They really get off on the, like, she needs me and look at me like, look at me like being this man who's taking care or whatever. But there's no long term thinking at all. Like, it's kind of like when people introduce you to their friend. I don't introduce people to my friends until so far in, because I'm like, you're not getting into this universe because that's sending a signal to you that I'm serious about you. But some dudes just invite you to meet their friend. It's like, don't you know the rules?
I've also had the flip side of that where I was like fully dating someone and he wouldn't introduce me to his friends. And it was the thing that made me be like, oh, you don't like me.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I was like, oh, you don't like me as much as you need to.
Yeah.
Because if you did, you'd be excited to introduce 100%. Me to your friends. It wouldn't be like this thing I'm begging you to, like this chore I'm begging you to complete.
Yes.
For me to feel secure. It would be something that you want. And like this, that's the... that's what this thread is.
Yeah.
It's women being like, can you please do this thing that will make me feel secure?
Yeah.
And men being like, God, how dare you ask me to do that?
Yeah. I mean, there's one of the things is on the thread is when the quote, I'm busy phase kicks in. And
yes.
I didn't really think about this. Someone left you on read for a few days.
Yeah.
And obviously, leaving someone on read, we know that's so gross and horrible. But I didn't think about it this way until this happened to you. Like, I was thinking about when we had phones, like home phones.
Yes.
And you couldn't like text or see that someone was active on social media. So if someone like, quote unquote, left you on read when you had a home phone, you were sitting at
home the phone
for days.
Yes.
Just, and I'm like, this is an extension of that. Yeah. This is so cruel. Especially if you're active on social media at the same time, to be like, I care so little about the way that you feel that I'm going to let you essentially
suffer
by the phone for days.
Yeah. And like, it's still the same thing because now your phone is with you all the time.
It's almost like
now
worse.
I'm like out with my friends and I'm just looking at it.
Yeah.
Hoping that you finally decided to talk to me.
To grace me with your fucking presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's... and it's also
the modern, or like not modern, but the Brooklyn equivalent of the I'm busy phase.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't know what we're talking about, is when a man, basically like a woman is trying to get a guy she's dating's attention. He's like, I'm too busy to text you.
Yes.
Or, I'm too busy to do these things that a week ago I was never too busy to do. The like Brooklyn guy equivalent of that is I'm going through a hard time.
Yes. Working on myself. You weren't working on yourself when you wanted my pussy.
And I don't have the emotional energy. I don't have the bandwidth. Mm. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Jonah Hill.
A way that's like, there's a real way to do that.
Yeah.
Where I did this with my current boyfriend. There was one week where like something happened and I was like, hey, I need to not talk to you right now. I need some space. Like, I need time.
Yeah.
And I literally told him, I was like, if you want, I will text you every night and update you on like the progression of my needing space.
Yes.
So that you don't have to sit there and wonder where I went, wonder if I'm fucking someone else, wonder what's going on. Because my goal is not to make you feel hurt.
Yeah.
My goal is genuinely to figure out what's going on with me.
Yes.
And so I did that. And you are allowed to do that. You don't have to text your significant other all the time. But then when you use that as an excuse to fucking just ghost somebody because you decided you didn't like them anymore, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's not allowed.
It's so cowardly.
I'm going through a hard time. Fuck off, dude.
How hard of a time could you possibly be going through? Can we say, you cannot use the phrase, I'm going through a hard time, unless someone dies, you're having a horrible breakup. Mental illness episode, and not a fake mental illness episode.
I'm talking
a real one.
A real deal. I'm protecting you by not talking to you mental illness episode.
Right. Not a little bit of goofy anxiety.
Not a little goofy depression.
Yes.
Oh, I had cereal instead of making eggs this morning. I must be depressed. No, not you.
We're talking about, I think I'm the messiah, or I'm relapsing.
Or I'm so depressed that I can't go to the bathroom to pee.
Yes.
I can't pick my phone up to send a text back, that kind of thing.
Fucking I'm having a hard time is just, you can't say anything to it.
That's the problem.
It's so manipulative.
It's so manipulative because you can't say anything to it.
I can't say it.
And now I have to have a hard time.
Yes.
Now you're making me have a hard time.
And if you say something about it.
And I can't talk to my partner about the hard time I'm having.
This is the new 48 Oysters. When someone says in Brooklyn, women of Brooklyn or any woo-woo whatever fucking area.
You know if you live in the woo-woo places.
Yes. And if you're spiritually in Brooklyn, if someone hits you with the I'm having a hard time, just go... I don't care. I'm showing up at your house.
You know what my therapist told me that rules? Start hitting guys with that's weird. I was talking to my therapist and I was like, he won't talk to me because he's having a hard time. And my therapist was like, aren't you his girlfriend? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, that's weird.
Yeah.
You should tell him that that's weird.
Yeah.
If a guy is your boyfriend and he's like, I can't talk to you because I'm going through this hard time, hit him with a that's weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that you don't want to talk to your girlfriend when you're sad. That's weird.
Yes.
You're being weird.
Freak. Let's start shaming them. You're not, because unless you have the receipts that you're really having a hard time, then you're not. And I'm going to smoke
it
out.
And that's weird.
And that's weird and you're a weird
and
freak.
And you're being weird.
And you're, and... I'm going to go over to your house and I'm going to dump 48 oysters in your bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm going to put 48 oysters underneath your fucking bed frame.
Yeah.
If you're having such a hard time.
I'm going to hide them in places where you'll never find all of them.
Put oysters in your walls. I'll show you a
I'll
hard time.
I'll put oysters
time.
In hiding places you didn't even fucking know about. You think I don't know where they are?
I'll put an oyster inside your body.
I'll plant an oyster under your skin. I'm going through a hard time. Fuck you, dude.
I'm going to surgically.
Also, it's crazy that they're saying it to... It's always a man saying it to a woman who's been through the hardest times.
Yes. Yes.
And was still nice to everyone around her.
Well, that's the thing. It's like literally, again, I know I always bring up our dead dads, but both of our dads passed away within the last few years. I don't think I've snapped in an uncouth way at a single person.
I did use it as an excuse to ghost a couple people, but... They deserved it.
You're having a hard time.
I was having a hard time.
But it's like, you can do it.
Also,
you can treat people with dignity.
Also, I'll say this. You can, I'm having a hard time. You can do that to break up with someone.
Yeah.
You can't do it to leave someone on the hook.
Yes.
So if that's your way of, like, I've broken up with people simply because I didn't like them too much.
Yeah.
And I did. I'm having a hard time my way out of it.
I'm bipolar.
Because it's the nice thing to do. I always lie and say I relapsed.
Yeah. Dude, it's the best. If
you're sober, use that. It's fun. You get to go, oh, I can't date anyone right now because I relapsed.
But that's the nicest thing.
But it's nice because it's nicer than looking someone in the eye and being like, I don't like you enough.
Yeah, and the pussies of the internet, of this thread, won't do that. Yeah. They won't make up a lie. They won't just break up with them. They will just watch them suffer. And I do think the one quote-unquote good thing about this thread is that it does illuminate to women how much a lot of men actually really just hate them.
The DeLulu girls.
Yeah.
The delusional women who are like, he's just really busy with work. He's not busy with work. Do you remember in the beginning of your relationship when he would text you when he was at work?
Yes.
He has the same job.
Yeah.
He's not busy with work. He's allowed to look at his phone. You are being delusional.
Yeah.
And telling yourself that this is okay and it's not okay and you should leave.
But also it's, I don't think people, like some people... don't realize, obviously we realize how rampant misogyny is, but how vicious it actually is in like a lot of big groups and how widespread it is.
Yeah.
How huge this fucking thing went.
Yeah.
You cannot ignore
that. That should be a clear indicator that so many men fucking hate women.
Hate them. And they're men who have, I work in sales. I'm a normal fucking.
Yeah.
Like when I go to my boyfriend's work events, I meet dudes and they are just like constantly. I'm not saying that they're like rude to me, but I'm like, you're like annoyed that I'm talking right
now. You're annoyed
now.
That I exist.
Yes.
That's what I was just going to say. The men responding to this thread are literally bringing things up that their girlfriends do that are just their girlfriend existing.
Yes.
And you hate her for it.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want a fucking girlfriend.
Yeah. Maybe you hate women and you want to fuck them.
But you don't want a girlfriend.
You want to be their friends.
Yeah.
You don't view. That's another thing that made me really grateful about this thread is that I was like, I don't date people like this.
Nope.
I've dated people who are bad people because they're fucked
up.
I've
dated people who do this thing.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it's not because they just hate women.
Yeah.
It's because they're like fucked up, broken people who can't break up with someone because they need to be liked by everyone or whatever the thing
is.
Sure,
same. Yeah.
But this is like, distinctly I hate women, and that is something I can smell from fucking 400. That's something that smells like a fucking plate of 48 oysters.
Yes, it does.
You can smell it from the goddamn bathroom.
And if you are dating a guy who you think is in this oyster bed, get the fuck out
of
there.
Get the fuck out, because all he's going to do is make you miserable.
He's going to ruin your life.
Best case scenario, he's going to make you miserable. Worst case scenario, he's going to do something really bad to you.
He's going
to
kill you.
Because he hates women.
Yes.
And he doesn't see you as a person. And if you don't see someone as a person, you can do really fucked up things to them.
Yeah. I'm like, the thread women should have in response to this is like that phase when you're wondering whether or not your boyfriend's trying to kill you.
Yeah. That phase when you realize you never really know anybody and he's a lot stronger than you.
the unalive phase of a relationship. Yeah, it's hard to content. Like, I've talked to you about this before, but like when you start to wrap your mind around the full ugliness of misogyny and the violence and like the entirety
of
it,
it's
so overwhelming. And like I was talking to my mom about, I got someone like chased me during the pandemic, and like I had to have someone else walk me home. It was the closest I'd been to like getting violently attacked in a while. And I've been chased multiple times. I've had people grab me, all this stuff. And I didn't want to tell my mom because I knew she would like be fucking freaked out, obviously. But I was, so I told her like part of it, but I didn't tell her all of it. And then I was like, do you like, when you have a daughter, do you think about like when you're going to tell her? Like when and how do you like break that news or warn someone sufficiently so they understand the threat, but not be like, hey, the people that you love are most likely to kill. It's such a crazy truth.
Yeah.
And it's something we just have to contend with.
Or even
with
the smaller versions, like where you have to tell your daughter that like a lot of people are never going to take you seriously.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to look at you and assume you're stupid, and they're never going to respect you, and they're never going to take you seriously, and they're not going to see you as a person.
And you can never
when
change their mind.
When do you tell someone that?
It's a crazy thing.
Probably like your 13th birthday. Yeah. Because that's when you become a woman. When she gets her period.
Yes.
When she gets her period, you're like, hey, you're a woman now, and nobody's going to respect your opinions. And also, your life will be a largely violent one.
You're going to hold pain in a way inside your
body. People will never understand.
People will never understand.
Other people will never understand it.
You're going to be so viciously filled with pain.
But you're going to talk to the moon.
Hey, you're going to be magical.
You are going to communicate with the moon, and that's fun.
Yes.
But also life is going to be hard.
This is why we love 48 Oysters, because 48 Oysters is a lash out at the system.
Yeah. And I don't think she even knows she's doing that.
Messenger, but we do love her.
Yeah. I don't think she even knows that she's doing that, but you see it and you're like, yes.
This is why I love having a hot girlfriend who's mean.
Yeah.
Because you see all the little fucking like pick me assholes, like cuck boys, like, and her just being like, get the fuck out of my face.
You know what this reminds me of? Paris Hilton and God, what is her friend's name?
Nicole Richie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie had a TV show where the TV show was about them being stupid.
The Simple Life?
And like trying shit and being bad at it and being hot and stupid, right? Yeah. But there's one episode where I think they're horseback riding or something. They're doing some like outdoorsy thing. And these two guys are blatantly shitting on them and calling them stupid in a way where they think that they're so dumb they can't even hear.
Right.
Like they won't even get it.
Yeah.
And at one point, Nicole Richie drops the character, looks at this guy, and is like, if you ever talk about me or my friend like that again, I'll fucking kill you.
And I was like,
yes.
How you doing?
And they're like astonished because they didn't think that she could like speak English.
Yeah, yeah. It's also like these women are smart in some way because obviously they're Nepo babies, but they've found a way to captivate and make millions of fucking dollars.
Yeah.
You don't think there's a brain in between those beautiful fake tits? How dare you?
Also, I'll say this to these men. Mm-hmm. If hot women weren't smart, you'd be hot. Like, if hot women weren't smart, you'd be able to figure out how to get hot.
Yes.
But you can't because they're smart in a way that you're not.
Yeah. It's a fucking job.
Yeah.
It's working out all the time. It's fucking learning all the shit. It's fucking also learning how to manipulate rich men, which, sister, that is climbing a mountain.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of, like, I fucked my boyfriend on the first date.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't even a date. I just had sex with a guy.
Yeah.
And then he became my boyfriend. And that was like the thing about him that made me be like, you are not riddled with misogyny.
Right. Yeah.
Because you were able to see me as a whole person, yeah. even though you already fucked me, makes it, which I understand the bar is on the floor.
Yeah.
But that was one of the indicators to me.
For sure.
That you are not ruined by your misogyny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's things like that where you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like when a guy has a best friend who's female.
Yes. I love it. So many women hate.
I love it.
I love it. I want it.
Yes.
I don't want to date a guy who doesn't have female friends. Why don't women like you?
Yes.
That's such a red flag to me.
They smell it on you.
And you don't see women as friends.
Yeah.
You only see women as women you do or don't want to fuck. And that's it. But if you have close platonic female friends, whoo, that's hot.
You're not going to be on this fucking thread.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
And you're cool with the fact that I have close platonic male friends.
Yeah.
Love that. Because like guys who don't have friends who are women aren't going to be cool about you having friends who are men because they see women as sex
as
objects.
Like opportunities,
So they think that your friends see you as an opportunity.
Yeah. And some of them do, unfortunately.
But I think we're smart enough to not actually be friends with those guys.
Yeah.
But
I get tricked sometimes, though. You do get tricked
sometimes. Yeah. There's a couple times I've had to be like, he has a crush on you.
I never know.
Which is crazy because you also have the thing where you think everybody wants to fuck you.
You know what's really sad is that I know when people want to fuck me, but I don't know when people love me.
That is really sad.
It's so sad.
And I think we're all a little like that.
Should we take a quick break and then close this bitch
I think up? That's why I fucked my boyfriend on the first day because I knew he wanted to fuck me but didn't know he wanted to love me.
That was the saddest and realest thing we've said so far.
But also, I don't think it's that sad because I think it's just more obvious.
Yeah, sure.
It's so obvious when someone wants to fuck you. They're like cartoonishly drooling.
Yeah.
And then when someone wants to love you, they hold it back because it's so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't show you this. Oh. I love you so much. I can't have you see this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I should have known on a few of them, though. Yeah. I really let go for a long time.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break from the eternal sadness web that we just spun. And we'll be back with a lighthearted ending.
A little goofy, nice thing.
A little goofy, fun thing. And we're back.
Let's have some fun with this
Let's have some fun. All I have written note down in my notebook is fart etiquette.
Yeah, let's talk farts.
Let's talk farts.
We've had a big fart week over here.
Dude.
I don't know if you guys know this, but we're friends in real life.
Yes.
And we've had a lot of fart talks lately.
My stomach, my tummy.
Andrea's having a hard time with her tummy.
My body.
Actually, that also counts as I'm having a hard time.
Yes.
If you're fucking having diarrhea, you don't have to text me back. And if my boyfriend is listening to this, if you're having diarrhea, you don't have to send me selfies of you on the toilet. You can actually leave me alone for a little while you're having diarrhea.
He really does love you.
I love you, but stop.
I go dark. I go fucking dark when I have diarrhea.
I disappear for. I go. You know when like an animal goes to the woods to die.
Yes, yeah.
I do that.
I'm the same. I'm like, no one talk to me. I'm roving around my bathroom. I think I have IBS. Anyways, so
everybody has IBS.
Yeah, fair enough. But I was at a comedy show. I was viscerally ill, but it was like paid gig, a good show. I want to like be a part of.
Yeah, so the thing is about being a comedian is you don't have a salary, so you don't get to call in sick.
Yeah.
You have to show up and be funny. Even like the amount of times I've had to be funny for 20 minutes when I was like, I might shit my pants.
Oh, dude.
There's like a real chance I might shit my pants at
this. This is one almost shitting story, but then another one popped up in my mind. I almost shit my pants before I was walking to the show. You know when you feel like you're going to shit your pants and you walk in a way where like you're sliding along the ground.
Yes.
Like you don't want to lift your foot too much because the waves.
You don't have to explain it. Everyone's done it.
Yes. The shuffle.
Yeah.
So I went to the show and I made it to the bathroom on time and I let it rip.
Yeah.
In a way where he would be like, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we need to send a medic in?
Yeah.
And I came out of the bathroom and it was a woman with her son.
Yeah.
She brought her to my
tough.
It's just like,
tough.
Sometimes ladies have bowel problems, sweetie.
Yeah.
But this gig last when I was sick, I was standing in the corner and I was so, my stomach was hurting so much and I farted. It came out. You know what comes out when you're trying it so hard? It's stuck.
a little sneak. Just a little sneak.
I was talking to a guy I don't know, a comedian on the show. There weren't people. It wasn't a way where I could pass it off that it was other people. It smelled like someone died.
Yeah.
It was so fucked. Yeah. It was so fucked up how bad it smelled. And it like, I hit a precipice where I'm like, I should tell him. Why are you not telling him? You have to tell him. But I couldn't pull the trigger. So we just suffered a conversation.
You just sat in it.
We just sat in it together. And I saw his face change.
Yeah.
I saw the face being like, what the, and like panicking.
Yeah.
And not wanting to say anything. It was so, I thought about messaging him afterwards. Yeah. That's how disgusting.
Well, this happened to me recently.
Yeah.
I was at a comedy show talking to another comedian. And we both smelled it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that it wasn't me, but I assumed it was him.
Yeah.
So I didn't want him to know that I smelled it. Because it's like a good friend of mine who's a really nice guy. And I remember even thinking, I was like, we're close enough that he would tell me.
Yeah.
But it smelled so bad that I was like, maybe he can't tell me because this is like one of the worst things I've ever smelled in my life. So we're both just standing there and I'm like, I want him to know it wasn't me, but it might have been him and I don't want to humiliate him, whatever. And the moment passed. And then like 2 hours later, another comedian came up to me and was like, hey, I farted real bad on you earlier. Sorry about that. He was like, it's been haunting me. And I was like, did you tell the other person I was talking to? And he was like, yeah, I told him. And I was like, okay.
Everyone was informed.
Because I was literally about to text the person I was talking to and being like, it was this guy. It wasn't me. I know you smelled it. It wasn't either of us. We're in the clear.
That's such a hero move.
But like,
that guy,
so cool of him to
so
be like,
cool of him.
You don't have to worry about that anymore. I told him, I told you, it was me.
Should I message this guy?
No.
And admit?
No, because he already knows it was you. This was like, we both thought it was the other person, you know?
I know.
So that had to be reconciled.
I
but
know.
This guy knows it wasn't him.
I know. And also like, I looked like it was a good show. So I like looked, people don't think like when people look hot, they fart. So I think he was like confused. Like there was a confusion. It was like, why is this hot goth taking dumps on the floor?
Yeah.
Like I saw him go through the whole thing.
Let me ask you this. Do you fart in front of your boyfriend?
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I not because I like, because he doesn't fart around me really.
Yeah.
We just try to, and we live in a small space.
Yeah.
Not like I'm like the body fucking, it happens. Also like he knows I have stomach problems, you know, he knows when I'm having a hard time.
Do you talk about poops?
Kind of, but not really.
Yeah.
It like, we already live together in a one bedroom. It's like, it increases the like buddies who talk about poop aspect.
Yes.
And so it's not like, oh, girls don't fart. It's like, we don't need to talk about the fact that I have diarrhea right now.
My boyfriend forced it on me.
That's sick. That's sick.
I don't fart in front of my boyfriend girl.
Yeah.
But I'm like acting like he like pushed on my stomach until it came out. But so on our second date, I was in the bathroom, second date, whatever.
Sure.
I was in the bathroom doing something. I don't remember what it was. And he opened the door
Cleaning
and was
out
like,
your asshole.
He opened the door and was like, I got to get in there right now. And then took one of the most violent shits I've ever witnessed in my life. So that was already like a precedent. And he has tummy problems.
I gotta get in there right now.
It's so funny. I gotta get in there. He's like sweating. I gotta get in there right now. So like that's a precedent that's already been set. So like pretty quickly into our relationship, he started farting in front of me.
Yeah.
And I told him to stop.
Yeah.
I was like, it's too soon.
Yeah.
No, it's too soon for fart stuff.
Yeah.
But he likes the intimacy of
it. Wow, interesting.
He likes the like we don't have secrets of it. And so he like wants me to fart in front of him.
God, you are so close to farting on a cake. You know that.
I farted in front of him a couple times and he reacts like I bought him flowers.
Really?
Like, he's like excited that I like feel comfortable and love him enough to fart in front of him. And then the problem is I don't like farts.
No, that's disgusting.
I don't like burps. I don't like farts.
That's
on a
my
level
thing too.
That most people just think it's like a gross thing. I am like, I have like a visceral reaction to it.
Yeah.
So like the other day I was in the shower and I guess he thought I was going to be in there longer. So I came out of the shower and he had his headphones in, so he didn't realize I came out of the shower, and he was wafting a fart out from under the blanket, and it smelled so bad that he looked up and saw me dry heaving in the corner. And I thought I was going to throw up. I went to the bathroom and put my hair up and everything because I thought I was about to throw up. It was that bad. It was like a act of biological like hot, terrorism. Sick.
Yeah.
Like, I was like panicking in a way that like the house was on fire. Like, I was like, you have to open the windows and like, I think you need to go do something about this. Like, and then yeah. he was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, you have to like go to a store and
yeah.
do it there.
Yeah.
Like,
you need to go get some sort of exorcism. You need to walk around the block.
I can't deal with it. But he's a fart in front of you guy. So I have to.
You need to adjust your expectations.
I have to adjust my expectations.
I mean,
he also accidentally burped in my mouth once. That was a whole thing.
You two are a freaky little pair.
Yeah, it was an accident. We were making out and he burped and I almost threw up on the sidewalk.
You eat it?
I can't even think about it. I tasted it. Oh, I for real could throw up right now thinking about it. It tasted so much like hot dogs. It was crazy. And he hadn't even eaten a hot dog.
Your boyfriend needs to get his diet and got health and track.
He's not like an unhealthy guy, but I do feel like there's like a part of me that wants to like put a hose in his asshole till clear water comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
I guess you could do it the other way. That'd be nicer.
Probably. Reverse enema.
But damn it.
This is incredible. I'll tell him my boyfriend farting story on the show. This was
oh, it's so gross. This is my eyes water.
Yes.
This couldn't be more real.
I'm just gonna let you do this.
Sorry if you're one of those people who's like afraid of throw up noises, but I didn't do that on purpose.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'll be okay. I just can't think about it. What's hilarious is also my boyfriend is the if I hear you puking, I'll puke kind of guy. So he farts or burps, and then I'm dry heaving, and then he's like, stop, stop. And then we're both just like, we're both on opposite sides of the room trying not to throw up.
It's a beautiful relationship you have.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, we're a little more buttoned up over at the Alan Freemeyer residence.
Yeah.
We keep a tight ship.
We're like lighting our farts on fire and punching each other.
I know. And we're fucking eating like tofu and talking about our 5-year plan.
I'm going to fart on a cake one day.
You're farting on a cake.
I know.
I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
You're eating 48 oysters and you're farting on a cake.
Well.
And that's a beautiful, that's a beautiful
farting on a cake doesn't seem that bad.
Seems fine, but people really love jacking off.
People really love jacking off to it. It's crazy. It seems easy.
Yeah. If you want us to fart on a cake, send us your best cash offer.
If I am not into a guy, I'd rather fart on a cake than suck your dick.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Easily. That could be a move when you're like, I'm not in the mood, but I will fart on a cake if that's anything.
Is that anything?
Jerry Seinfeld's, is this anything?
Are you a fart on a cake kind of guy?
I'm farting on a cake. Let's get Jerry Seinfeld to fart on cakes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fuck Jerry Seinfeld and fuck all these misogynistic men on X.
Yeah. And farts.
Farts. We love them.
Or whatever. Yeah. Also, but we did not get into the etiquette of farting.
I
will say the big thing is you shouldn't shame people.
No.
It's an accident,
yeah.
You are allowed to talk shit about them when they leave.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the talking equivalent of farting. You just have to get it out.
And you should make, like, I think it makes me feel included if you make fun of me after the fact. Like, if you make fun of me after the fact, I think that's fine. But if the person's really embarrassed, you can't.
There's also a playful way to make fun of someone. That's fine. Like, you can be like, oh, you farted. But don't be like, ew.
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
Like, never be like, that was actually really gross.
No.
And try not to throw up, because it does make that person feel bad about themselves if you throw up.
is that for a piece of advice for you?
Sorry, honey.
And I also think, I don't know, you guys farted in front of each other pretty early, but I'm going to hold it down for like 4 or 5 months kind of guy.
I still don't really do it.
Yeah.
And he tries not to.
Yeah. Well, but he loves to.
Like, he did fart when I was in the shower.
Yeah.
I just happened to come out of the shower.
And get hit by
it. And I got hit by a wall of fucking sick.
Let's do a GoFundMe for your boyfriend's gut health.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His biome is in need of some help.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, that's been all this week. We learned a lot of lessons.
We learned a lot.
We talked a lot of shit.
Go literally. On. Come on.
Yeah. Let's take a dump on a cake and order 48 oysters. Just live your fucking truth.
Do whatever you want.
Lizzie, where can they find you and follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Yeah. Everything's on there, including my other podcast, Close Calls, which is a comedy podcast about near-death experiences.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at AndreaComedy69. Follow the pod on Instagram at respectfully_pod. And follow me on TikTok at AndreaComedy69, which all our clips are on there and all the girlies are talking. We love it over there.
Let's get a discourse going.
Yeah. And also go over to fucking YouTube so you can see the visuals of the show.
Gotta see the visuals.
Gotta see the visuals. There's a fun surprise if you haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. Also, if I do get a BBL, how are you going to know?
Right? Yeah, we're going to get crazy.
Or if we do fart on a cake, how are you going to know?
The next episode is just going to be a YouTube exclusive of us farting on different cakes. So yeah. Get over there.
And if you do watch the show on YouTube, please subscribe. It helps us out a lot. Yes. Don't just watch it. Just hit the little subscribe button.
It's right there. Do it. Support the show. Support us. We love you.